Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 18, text 23 and 24.
Rama
Sankhatino
Yarhi
Sri Dhamma
Vrishabhadayaha
Kridayam
Jayinas
Tangstan
Uhu
Krishnadayo
Nripa
Rama Sankhatino Yarhi
Sri
Dhamma
Vrishabhadayaha
Kridayam Jainastam
Stam
Uhu Krishnadayo
Nripa
Rama Sankhatino Yarhi
Sri
Dhamma Vrishabhadayaha Kridayam Jainastangstan Uhu Krishna Deyo Nripa
Rama
Sankhatino Yarhi Sri Dhamma Vrishabhadayaha Kridayam Jainas Samstan Uhu Krishna Deyo Nripa
Rama
Sankhatino Yarhi Sri Dhamma Vrishabhadayaha Kridayam Jainas Samstan Uhu Krishna Deyo Nripa
Rama
Sankhatino
Yarhi
Sri Dhamma Vrishabhadayaha
Kridayam
Jainas Tangstan
Uhu
Krishna Deyo Nripa Ladies
Rama
Sankhatino Yarhi
Sri
Dhamma
Vrishabhadayaha
Kridayam
Jainas Tangstan
Uhu
Krishna
Deyo
Nripa
Rama
Sankhatino
Yarhi
Sri
Dhamma
Vrishabhadayaha
Kridayam
Jainas Tangstan
Uhu
Krishna Deyo
Nripa
Rama
Sankhatino
Yarhi
Sri
Dhamma
Vrishabhadayaha
Kridayam
Jainas Tangstan
Uhu
Krishna
Deyo Nripa
Rama Sankhatinaha. The members of Lord Balaram's party.
Yarhi.
When.
Sri
Dhamma.
Vrishabha.
Adayaha.
Sri
Dhamma,
Vrishabha, and others,
such as Subal,
Kridayam,
in the games,
Jainaha,
victorious,
Tantan,
each of them,
Uhuhu,
carried, Krishna,
Krishna
Adayaha,
Adayaha,
Krishna and the members of his party, Nripa,
Nripa,
O King.
O King.
This is a very interesting microphone. It does what it wants. No, that stays that way. Or does it? Hare Krishna. My dear King Parikshit, when Sridhama, Vrishabha, and the other members of Lord Balaram's party were victorious in these games, Krishna and his followers had to carry them. Uvaha Krishna Bhagavan Sridhamanam Parajataha Vrishabham Bhadrasenastu Pralambo Rahuni Sutam Uvaha carried. Krishna,
Krishna,
Lord Sri Krishna,
Lord Sri Krishna
Bhagavan,
Bhagavan,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Sridhamanam,
his devotee and friend Sridhama, Parajataha, being defeated, Vrishabham, Vrishabha, Bhadrasenaha, Bhadrasena, to end, Pralambaha, Pralamba, Rohini Sutam, the son of Rohini, Balaram. Defeated, the Supreme Lord carried Sridhama, Bhadrasena carried Vrishabha, and Pralamba carried Balaram, the son of Rohini. Purport. One may ask how Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, can be defeated by his boyfriends. The answer is that in his original form, God has a most playful nature and occasionally enjoys submitting to the strength or desire of his loving friends. A father may sometimes playfully fall down on the ground when struck by his beloved little child. These acts of love give pleasure to all parties. Thus, Sridhama agreed to ride on Lord Krishna's shoulders to please his beloved friend, who happened to be Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let's see if this one does any better. No, that one doesn't even move. The latest in mic stand technology. Keep it here to the side. Don't do anything. This works. Rama Sankatino Yarhi Sridhama Vrishabhadayaha Kridayam Jainas Tang Stang Uhu Krishnadayo Nripa. Kridayam, this is very important. Playing. This is Krishna's business. Who likes to play? Okay. Everyone likes to play because Krishna likes to play. That's his original business, is playing. Who likes to work? Okay, one or two. Good for you. That's because you're young. The material world is the place where everyone's working hard and for not much profit, not much return. Hard work for little return. And
unhappy business. It's not that everyone loves it. People say, I love my work, but you take away my paycheck and I no longer love to work. I work because I have to. But in the spiritual world, everything is play. Even the work is play. Yashoda Mai is churning butter and coward men are herding the cows. This is also enjoyable. For that matter, any work done for Krishna becomes pleasurable. Even if it's difficult, the difficulty becomes a kind of pleasure. On the material platform, everything's opposites, hot and cold, happiness and distress. But on the spiritual platform, there's oneness. So happiness and distress are equally good. Sometimes the devotees are feeling happy from meeting, and sometimes they're feeling distressed from separation. That distress is another form of ecstasy. Sometimes the devotees are playing, as they are here, and sometimes they're working. But the work is also enjoyable. The work is also play. But here, it's explicitly play. Krishna's playing with his friends. That's his daily business. Every day to blow on his bugle, blow on his flute, call his friends together, and off they go for another day of fun. Of fun. That's Krishna's business, is to have fun with his cowherd friends. And they go off to Govardhan, they go off to some other portion of Vrindavan. They have a little official work, they're herding the calves, or later herding the cows. But their main business is to enjoy, taking clay from Govardhan and painting themselves in fun ways, finding peacock feathers, and doing also playing with the frogs, playing with the monkeys, playing and playing. This is their business. And the boys are playing together in organized competitive sports. Prabhupada said there's competition even in the spiritual world, and he encouraged spiritual competition, especially in the matter of distributing books. He encouraged the competitive spirit, because he saw the competitive spirit is there within everyone. Even in the spiritual world, the competitive spirit is there. I'll touch Krishna first. No, I'll touch Krishna first. You can't touch Krishna first. I'll touch Krishna first. Competition. So that's also there. Or here there's a game, and there's winners and losers. In the material world also, there's winners and losers. And the losers are mostly sore losers. Or they're people who are just, we call them losers, their whole life is a life of being a loser. And then there are winners. But in the material world, the losers are miserable, and the winners are also miserable. They make a show of enjoyment, or they imagine that they're enjoying. But finally, they're subject to the same miseries that everyone else is subject to, even if you're one of the great winners. And the great winners, later they become losers. You become the president, you become king, you become professor, you become a wealthy man. And then you're shot, or you're deposed, or you're struck with some disease, or you, one way or another. Misery finds its way, even to the supposed winners. And finally, all your winnings are taken away. Mrityu sarvaharascha. Krishna comes as death, and it's like, what is it? You know, the house always wins in gambling. So Krishna finds, you know, you heap up all this stuff, you work like anything, and you get all this stuff, and then Krishna comes as death and just like rakes it in and says, okay, That's that. So the winners are and losers in the material world are all losers. And in the spiritual world, even the losers are winners. The cowherd boys who are the losers have to carry the other cowherd boys on their back. So the losers have to carry Balaram and his friends in this case. That's quite a fortunate loss to be able to carry the Supreme Personality of Godhead or to carry his devotee friends. That kind of losing we don't mind. That's transcendental ecstasy. The Brahma is praying to get the lotus feet of Krishna on his head. And the devotees here are carrying that Supreme Personality of Godhead on their backs. So how fortunate they are. Rama Sankatino Yarhi Shidama Vishabhadaya. Here, Prabhupada said that we're giving information about God, his name, address, telephone number, and here are the names of his friends, Shridama, Vrishabha, and so on. Intimate information about the personality of Godhead. So, Kridayam Jainastangstam Uhu Krishnadiyo Nripa. So, in this time, in this game, Krishna himself lost. Krishna himself lost the game, along with his party. They divided up into teams. And, of course, it says in the Bhagavad Gita, yatra, what is that? Yatra yogeshara krishna yatra partha dhanur tadaha tatra shri vijayo bhutir dhruva nitir matirmama. Wherever there's Krishna, there's always victory. So maybe some of the boys teamed up with Krishna, thinking, well, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that on my side there will always be victory. But in this case, Krishna lost. And so he and his team had to carry Balaram and the others on their backs. And the devotees appreciate how exalted is a devotee like Sridhama, that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is carrying him on his shoulders. Yes, I lost, I have to do that. Well, that's pleasure for Krishna, actually, to lose and then to have to carry the devotee is a transcendental pleasure for Krishna. And Prabhupada gives the example here that sometimes the father is playing games with the child and the father gets hit by the child and he falls to the ground. Little drama. So that's enjoyment for him. Or Prabhupada gave another example. You know the example of Prime Minister Gladstone? You don't know who Prime Minister Gladstone is, correct? Okay. He was some time ago the Prime Minister of Great Britain. And Prabhupada told the story that some distinguished gentleman went to see Mr. Gladstone. And you know how it is, waiting for a big man, you wait in his office, you wait in his office, you wait in the outside office. And when is he going to, you know, and he's waiting and waiting, and what's going on? So he saw that Mr. Gladstone's office door was slightly open, so naturally he thought to peek inside. And he saw that the Prime Minister was on his hands and knees, and his grandson is riding him on his back. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. So he's the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, but he's taking the role of a horse to please his grandson. So this is originally there in Krishna, he takes this enjoyable role of carrying the devotee in this, having lost the competition. Uvaha Krishna Bhagavan Shridamanam Parajitaha Vishabham Bhadrasenas Tu Pralambo Romini Sutam. So his friend, Shridama's friend on the losing side, happened to be Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But that's not considered. We don't care who you are, you lost, that's all. Doesn't matter what kind of supreme this or that you are, you lost. And rules are rules, you lost, and fair and square we won, and now you have to carry us. That's the rules. So Bhagavan, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is carrying his friend. Thank you all for coming. Have fun. But one of these friends was an imposter. He was posing as a friend, but he wasn't actually a friend. And that's Pralamba. Pralambo Ramini Sutam. This friend is carrying that friend, but this one friend, Pralamba, was carrying Balaram, but not with friendly intentions. With friends like those. So he's carrying Rohini Sutta, Balaram, the son of Rohini. But he's thinking that he's cheating, that he's getting away with something. He hopes to get away with murder, in fact. But and he thinks everyone else is an illusion because they don't know that I'm only playing as a friend, but actually I'm a demon in disguise. But in fact, he's the one in illusion because he doesn't know who he's got on his back and where things will go. He's thinking, I'll carry this Balaram away and then I can knock him off and then I can deal with Krishna. But he doesn't know that he's got the reservoir of all strength, who carries the entire weight of all the universes on his hoods in the form of Shesha. Balaram's plenary portion is Lord Shesha, who carries all the universes on his hoods like little mustard seeds. So how powerful Lord Balaram is. And this stupid demon is thinking that I'm going to carry him off and deal with him. So, we'll see. Okay, any questions, comments? Shesha Prabhu.
Maharaj, thank you for your class. Why is the word Bhagavan used in the verse? I mean, as it seems like that sort of spoils the mood of Krishna playing with his cowherd boyfriends and everything, and all of a sudden, Bhagavan is used.
Well, for the friends, this Bhagavan is, I'll start differently. It's addressed to Maharaj Parikshit, that these boys who are playing with Krishna are so fortunate that they're playing with Bhagavan in this way. It doesn't spoil the taste, it enhances the taste. Just like when we hear that the man who was on his hands and knees acting as a horse was the Prime Minister of England, it increases the taste. That although he's such a powerful man, he's playing in this way to please his grandson. So although Krishna is Bhagavan, he's taking the role of an ordinary friend. He's taking the role of an ordinary friend. So the devotees are appreciating. There's another verse where it's said that the Param Brahma is crawling in the yard of Nanda Maharaj. Let some worship the Upanishads, let some worship this one, that one. But I'll worship Nanda Maharaj because the Param Brahma is crawling in his yard as a child. So it increases the appreciation. And rather, that's the fault of the sahajas, that they want to leave aside that Krishna is Bhagavan. They want to embrace Krishna and this with Krishna and that with Krishna, as if Krishna were just, you know, one of the boys, or you know, as if they're one of the girls or whatever it is. They want to be, have an intimate relationship with Krishna, not appreciating how great Krishna is, not taking the necessary steps to qualify themselves to participate in the activities of Bhagavan. They think that Bhagavan is somebody that's easily had. So they're called Prakrita Sahajas. I probably translated that one time as mundane cheaps. Mundane cheaps. You know, they think that on the cheap they'll get prema, they'll get their siddha deha and all these things. I heard some Russians just all got their siddha pranali over in Radhakund not too long ago. They were told their secret identity and what their dress was and what their name was and what their age was, and you know, each one was told very confidentially. But it seems that two of them were like lifelong friends, and one told the other, and the other said, "Well, I got that same. That was my name. That's my." And then they all compared notes, and they all found out that they had the same identity. In the words of the sages, you get what you pay for.
If everything in the spiritual world is absolute or one in harmony, how is it that you have this demoniac influence?
Mm.
And is that also part of the Leela, or is that absolute in nature, or is it an anomaly?
It is part of the Leela. It is absolute in nature. And this is allowed in the Gokula, in the pastimes of Krishna on earth. In the spiritual world, the demons have no entrance. They can't join. But in the material world, there's some facility that the demons, or actually, not exactly demons, but playing the role of demons, They have some scope when Krishna is playing here. That's one of the enjoyments of coming here, that Krishna likes to fight also. And in the material world, you can really, really do it. You can't kill anyone in the spiritual world because no one ever dies. But here you can kill your enemies and all of that. Well, these are Krishna's pastimes. Yes? That microphone could skip over. Okay.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the class. Which Anarta does Pralambasura represent?
I don't know. There's a list someplace. Which one?
Illegal sex.
Illegal? Sex.
Sex.
Hold on a second, the microphone is coming to you.
Sripad Radhanath Maharaj, 4 years back, he gave class in this temple on Balaram Sapiens Day, and he was mentioning that One was illegal sex, and another one was prestige, adoration, and distinction.
Mm. Prestige, adoration, and distinction, labo, which go along with illicit sex, okay, too.
Labo puja pratishta.
Lab puja pratishta. So these are all impediments on spiritual advancement. Of course, he's also a person. It's not just that these demons are tangible representations of some intangible quality. They're personal, but they also embody these qualities. Just as we think of someone as embodying compassion or embodying greed, so these demons are noted for these particular qualities. Is that okay? Yes. Hare Krishna. Nice to see you.
I'd like to be there also.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
Thank you. So Maharaj, so you're saying that the fighting that happens in the spiritual world between the devotees, so no demons enter into that, but the cowherd boys do fight amongst themselves in playfulness, is it?
Yeah, the cowherd, of course, even here, when these demons are playing, they're devotees who get to take the role of demons. That's Krishna's arrangement. That he fights with his, even for fighting, he fights with his own crew. So some demons get to take the role of, some devotees get to take the role of demons and give pleasure to Krishna by fighting. But in the spiritual world, the demons are absent, although there's rumors about the demons. Srila B.R. Sridhar Maharaj said that the demons in the spiritual world are like pictures, you know, like posters of demons. Something else? Yeah,
what
did you
have? What's the purpose of the rumors of demons?
The purpose of rumor, that creates taste also. There's danger. Danger is exciting. And especially when young girls are in danger, then some hero has to come and reassure them and save them. So Krishna is there to rescue them and protect them from these terrible demons. So that's also there. Just as the gopis have supposed husbands in the spiritual world, the husbands also are like rumors. But it increases the taste. Yes.
I have a little comment that Srila Prabhupada did mention that it is not possible to be happy in the material world.
No.
But a lot of people think that by the development of, you know, having a lot of money and, you know, other things, they can become happy.
Mm.
And there's a lot of focus on that.
Mm.
So that, I think that illusion is very strong.
Very strong. But it doesn't work. You go and see these people who are rich and famous, and they're miserable. They're in bitter disputes. First of all, when you have money, you're always worried that someone's going to try and take it from you. People are envious of you. Government is always on your case. So many money attracts problems also. And apart from that, and you're afraid you're one way or another, money is problematic. But apart from the money, money doesn't buy happiness, peace of mind, health even, money doesn't buy. So what exactly does your money buy? Someplace in the book of Ecclesiastes in the Bible, it said that the enjoyment of having money is that you get to look at it. And now in the modern context, you don't even look at it. You look at little smudges of ink on paper or little dots on a computer screen. And that's what you've got. And if your smudges are represent bigger numbers, then you're happy. But you're not happy, because after you've got a million, then you're in the lower leagues, because there's people who have 10 million and 20 million, and you've only got one. It's never enough. Tripyantineha kripana bahutu kabaja. A miserly men are never satisfied. They become alcoholics, they become drug addicts, they become, in spite of having so much money, mental patients. Or they become very happy. They have a beautiful wife, they have a beautiful home on the seaside, they have a yacht, they have power, they have respect, they have prestige, and then death comes and kicks them in the butt and takes away all their everything. So dukkhalayam ashashvatam. Even if you don't think it's dukkhalaya, it's definitely ashashvata. Even if you think that, no, it's nice, you're just sour because you don't have what I have. If you had what I had, you'd know. But then you lose it all. What's the use? You become, before you even die, we're talking about death, before you die, maybe you become senile. There was, I just happened to read an item someplace, Salvador Dali and his wife lived into quite older years, and it's described as the author was saying anyway, that she was like, they were both kind of mad, and they were cackling over, money, and a chest of money, and cackling over it, and cuckoo. And disputing over whether somebody actually had to take care of the artist because he couldn't manage his affairs. And then he was on his deathbed, and the quotation was, mea tormentam, mea tormentam. I don't know whether it meant the doctors or the ghosts or who. They're tormenting me. And he was rich, he was famous, he was acclaimed throughout the world, and dies like everyone else. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
You know how you made it seem so funny that Krishna was playing, it is funny, the way Krishna plays with his friends. How can we learn to see Krishna's hand as playing when we feel, when we're kind of identifying with our material situation and it gets torn to pieces or whatever?
Well, it's not exactly sport. What is that? In King Lear? My goodness. Someplace that we're like toy creatures, and the gods, kill us for their sport. Somebody can look it up. It's I'm not doing it justice because I can't remember the quote at the moment. But but that's the complaint that what kind of god is this, or what kind of gods are these that they torment the the life out of us, and is that what they do for pleasure? Is that what they do for pleasure? Is this God's enjoyment to see us suffer and writhe in pain and undergo excruciating mental and physical torture? Is this what God enjoys? So we're not advised to see it as sport. I mean, sometimes Krishna also, he has some fun with us. That's also there. He plays with us in such a way that it's actually good for us. And at the end, we say, well, that was fun. But the material world is prison. And prison's not a lot of fun. Therefore, Krishna doesn't do it himself. He gives it to Maya. You beat him up. Krishna doesn't personally do that stuff. He hands it over to the material energy. They want to take shelter of you? Okay. You do it. This is not enjoyable. The father doesn't enjoy seeing the son suffer. But sometimes for the benefit of the son, the father also has to see that the son is subjected to punishment. From another angle of vision, all of these punishments are a dream. The whole material drama, all of our great issues and great personal challenges and international revolutions and all of this, it's nothing. It's described as real as seeing your head cut off in a dream. Prabhupada gives the example, the child is having a nightmare and crying, and the parents are just standing there and sort of half smiling, because they know there's no substance to it. But while one is dreaming, it appears to be substantial. So we're advised not to stay in this dream.
On this subject, Maharaj, it's interesting that in the Jiva Dharma, there's a chapter where somebody asks a question, why do the living entities have to go through this difficult process of suffering? And one of the interesting answers that was given, I don't remember the two people who were speaking, was that that this is also part of Krishna's lila, Odarya lila, of magnanimity in delivering the conditioned souls, because he actually enjoys delivering and saving the conditioned souls. So
that's also an answer.
It gave me some comfort for thinking that when I'm suffering, I don't realize this is a lila or anything like that. I mean, that's not my realization, but it gave me some comfort in realizing that Krishna, I'm suffering so much, and if I take the Krishna consciousness, that will be Krishna's enjoyment in helping to deliver me from this material existence.
Yeah. That's also Krishna's mercy.
Yeah, Maharaj, I was thinking about an incident that happened. I was assisting my spiritual master waking the deities. So we have a little, like a short period of time to get them out of bed and things like that. So anyway, I did the night before, I was reading some pastimes from a Krishna book about Krishna and Balaram. So I was taking them out of the bed. So the Krishna's hat, Balaram's hat kept falling off, and it kept falling off, and like the time was getting, and so I was getting a little distressed about that, so I was really distressed about it. So then the next day, I really thought, because I mentioned to Mother Nita, I said, I think it was maybe Krishna Balaram was just fooling around with me or something. Mm-hmm.
Can I talk a little about... No, I can't talk a little about that. That's a big topic. And our time is tight. I gave 2 days of talks about that in London. One day, I spoke about what went into publishing Prabhupada's books and the equipment we were using and the facilities we had and the... who the devotees were and what they were doing, and a fair amount, like an hour's worth of history. And the next day I talked about editorial matters and especially revision of books. So I think both of those talks are on somewhere on the UK website. So you can get them there. Kalakanta Prabhu was talking about my giving a class here about revisions and changes and all of that. So maybe that'll happen also. But within the time constraints today, we can't really do it. But it's there on the web. Okay. Yeah, Pushkar Prabhu.
About Audharya, because specifically Srila Bhakti Siddhanta quoted from Vrindavan Das Thakur in reference to the Devananda pundit when he was forgiven. There's some verses there in the beginning, not the beginning, but somewhere in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Danda Mastike, that someone who doesn't accept Mahaprabhu's punishment, he goes to Yama. Whereas someone who accepts it as mercy, then he goes to Vaikuntha Loka Gai. He goes to Vaikuntha. Mm-hmm. So whatever punishment is being meted out, then one has to consider it according to this Shastra Vrindavan Das Thakur, rather than our own whatever speculation.
Tate Nukampam Susamikshamana. Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.